Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Folks, it's been hot, hot, hot here in famously hot Columbia, South Carolina. But let me tell you, it's even supposed to be hotter this coming weekend. And just want to tell all your race fans, your drivers, your crew members, please stay hydrated when we got this kind of heat. You know, it'll sneak up on you. You don't really realize it's that hot. You just think, you know, you're sweating, especially your drivers from inside the race cars. But work really, really hard on staying hydrated. And don't start just race day. You got to start on this earlier in the week. I cannot emphasize that too much. Man, I've seen too many drivers fall out from this kind of heat here. And next Saturday, we're talking about 100, 101, 102 degree temperature, so the heat index will be 112 to 115. And speaking of hot, we got somebody that's super hot right now running the Mini Cup cars. We want to take the opportunity to welcome Joseph Bryant to Stars Radio. Welcome to the show there, Joseph.
Hey.
You know, I've been following the Bryant racing for a while, and the Mini Cups and the Mini Stocks, and I had an opportunity to talk to Bryant a little bit earlier in the year about his racing and everything, and I wanted to get you on here there, Joseph, and talk a little bit about your racing. Can you tell our listeners how old you are, Joseph?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old, man. And already a seasoned veteran when it comes to winning races. How did you get your start in racing?
Well, I grew up in a racing family, and my grandpa has always taken me to races since I was 6 months old, and I've always helped him work on his car, work on his mini stock. So 2 years ago, he bought me a Mini Cup car.
Wow, that's fantastic there that he bought you a Mini Cup car and let you go racing. And you've had an opportunity to go and race at several different racetracks. I've seen you run at Florence Motor Speedway. What are some of the other tracks that you've had an opportunity to go to?
Well, I've raced at Dillon Motor Speedway, and I've also raced at Carter County Speedway.
Well, Carter County Speedway, you know, that's a fairly new facility. It ain't been around too long. I personally haven't had an opportunity to go up there and take a race. I did stop by and take a look at the facility when they were not having any races up there. Tell us a little bit about Carter County Speedway. What do you like about it and what you don't like about it?
Well, there's really nothing that I don't like about it, but what I do like about it is that they keep all their stuff organized, and it's a really super nice track.
Yeah, them guys put a lot of hard work in that facility up there, and it is a beautiful, beautiful racetrack. I've got to be able to try to get up there and take in a race here in the future. Now, you said you run Dillon, you run Carter County, and I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here there, Joseph. If you had to pick a favorite track between the two, which one would it be?
It would be Carter County Speedway, but I also like Dillon Motor Speedway.
Well, you know, Dillon Motor Speedway, you know, Ron Barfield, I've been going down there since the first time he turned the lights on down there and raced, and you can't get a better racing family down there with that whole group of folks that they have down there running that facility down there. They really make you feel welcome when you go there. You know, Ron Barfield walks around and talks to every family, and that's fantastic to have that kind of support while you're there at the racetrack. You've had the opportunity to run some of these Mini Cup cars. If I was to say, Joseph, in 10 years, what division do you want to be racing in? What would be your answer?
Well, in 10 years, I would either like to be in the Xfinity Racing Series or the Nationwide Series.
Well, buddy, that's aspirations right there, and got to pat you on the back for that. You know, it's a stepping stone. You know, you got to go from the Mini Cups, you know, move your way up through the ranks to be able to do it. But, you know, we see a lot of young drivers that started really young like you. You know, back in my day, you ran go-karts to start out, you know, and we were still running go-karts up until our late teens, early 20s, before we had an opportunity to drive a full-bodied race car. But now, you know, you guys are starting a whole lot younger. And you're making that progression a whole lot faster to get up there to the Xfinity or the Nationwide Series. Ben, you want to get up there and race in those upper tier divisions in NASCAR. Who are some of your heroes up there and favorite drivers?
Well, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And Denny Hamlin.
Well, I got to tell you, you picked two of my favorites right there. I'm kind of lean a little bit towards Denny Hamlin. I remember when this young man was running many stocks at Langley Speedway and Southside Speedway, and then when Southampton Motor Speedway, they put some asphalt on it and went back racing. Denny was there running in what was the Grand Stock division, which would be a limited late model class now, and before he moved up to late models. And so I followed his career all the way up through there. And man, you got some great people that is your favorite drivers there. But now, to be able to go racing on a Saturday night level nowadays, you've got to be able to have some support, some people who help you out. Who are some of the people that have supported you along the way?
My sponsors, Brian Sons, Spitfire Chassis, and Corbett's Metal Fabrication, and my grandpa, Brian Bryant, his friend, Miranda Moore, and the builder of my car, Frankie Corbett.
Well, you got some fine folks that are helping. You got some good sponsors out there. What are some of your plans for the remainder of 2017 season, and when do you look at maybe moving up out of the Mini Cup division?
Oh, it's going to be a few years before I move up out of the Mini Cup division, but after the Mini Cup division, I'll be moving up and probably racing my grandpa's mini stock.
Wow, and you know that's a super fast little hot rod there. You know, I've seen that race car win a lot of races up and down the East Coast.
Yes, sir.
I guess one of the questions that a lot of people have for these young drivers, what has been the one of the hardest things for you to learn and have to overcome as a young racer? You know. Some people, you know, have that natural talent, and it seems like you do, but everybody's always got something that's been the hardest thing for them to learn and overcome. What would you say that would be for you there, Joseph?
Getting around the turns fast, because a lot of times I'm always worried about whether I'm going to spin out and get into a crash or not.
Well, I've been there behind the steering wheel myself. I can fully understand that aspect of it right there. You know, working with your grandpa and his racing background, he has. Do you ever have any? Let's see, what word I want to use here. Do y'all ever butt heads about what you think you should be doing versus what he's telling you, or do you strictly rely on what his knowledge is, his experience he's had out there?
Well, a lot of times me and him disagree about some stuff, about what's going on, like my setups, if it's loose or tight or not.
Well, you know, that is hard, you know, for a young driver, and I can speak to that because I have a son that just started racing, and that's been kind of a difficult situation to work with him and work on the loose, the tight, you know, and where it's loose and tight. And sometimes I just kind of gotta, okay, you tell me this, but I see something different and work on it. But I guess overall, y'all guys really, you sit down and you come to a conclusion, okay, this is what we need to do to make the race car faster. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, you've had an opportunity to run this Mini Cup series now for a little while. Who are some of your fierce competitors in the Mini Cup division?
Well, with Carter County now, some competitors is Aiden Hitu and Steve Tonsi.
Well, you know, we recently had Aiden on the show, and, you know, he kind of told us the same thing, that you were one of his fierce competitors. Are y'all like friends at the racetrack, or y'all kind of like don't have no association with each other because you're racing it, you know, against each other there?
Well, me and him are really good friends. We met each other a long time ago, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, he said the same thing there. I was just messing with you a little bit there, Joseph. Well, Joseph, do you have anybody else you'd like to thank or recognize? You know, a lot of times people who help you own your car and you know, help you get to the racetrack, you know, they don't get their name announced or recognized as much as they need or they truly deserve. So, I like to give all our guests an opportunity to recognize anybody that you want to recognize. This is your time, to put the spotlight on anybody that's helped you out.
I would like to thank my parents because they are the ones that let me start racing, and they've always appreciated what I've done.
Well, that's awesome that you have that family support and that your grandfather has helped you with your Money Cup car along the way. And Joseph, where do you plan on racing that for the remainder of 2017 season?
We may do one or two races at Florence Motor Speedway and a couple races towards the end of the year at Dale Motor Speedway.
Awesome, man. Look forward to seeing you. We're at Florence. Looks like for the rest of the season ourselves, that's where my son's running the front-wheel drive division down there. So look forward to running across you, but I'm sure I'll meet you guys down at Dillon. We'll be down there several more times at Dillon before the season's over. And I got to say, it's truly an honor to have a young gentleman on like you that's well-spoken. You just let everything flow very fluently, and you've been trained very well in how to conduct an interview, and that's that'll go a long way in today's racing world. And I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us on the show here today there, Brian, Joseph.
You are so very welcome.
All right. Man, what a great opportunity to have this young man on the show, folks. I'm going to run across him here in the near future at a racetrack. And I want to thank his grandpa, Bryant, for reaching out to me to set this interview up so we could have an opportunity to talk to him. And, folks, remember, we'll have a link up a little bit later on if you want to go back and listen to Joseph's interview. We'll talk a little bit about the Paisley Watermelon Festival car show. Folks, I know it's really nothing about stock car racing, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart. I've been doing this. This will be my 10th year that I've been going up and doing music for these guys and sponsoring this car show here. And we're going back again this year. And we got a couple little surprises for the car show contestants up there in Paisley, South Carolina at the Paisley Watermelon Festival. Folks, if you're anywhere in the area, North Carolina, South Carolina, you want a good time, this is a two-day event that they happen up there. They have their own Facebook page, Paisley Watermelon Festival, the car show. We have our own Facebook page also up there to find out all about it. It's not too late to enter. You can show up the day of the event and enter. Come check it out. We'll have a lot of great-looking race cars up there. They're going to have a parade and just all kinds of activities, watermelon-related throughout the day. So you want to come in up there and take that on. Folks, I will be up there. Come over and see us. You can't miss us. We'll have a big old canopy set up there with our banner there for Stars Radio. Folks, a lot of folks didn't get to race this past weekend, and rain got a lot of folks out there on Saturday. Some tracks waited it out and was able to get their races in, and big shout out to those guys who worked really hard to try to get their racing in. Had several emails, folks, asking about the track results. So we have a few minutes here. We're going to give a few track results out that got sent to us this week for this past weekend. We're going to start off at Virginia Motor Speedway in the Pro Late Model division. The winner was Justin Williams, followed by Tyler Bear, Matt Quaid, Jared Powell, David Litzcomb, Brent Brodex, Matthew Tarbox, Camden Testerman, Daryl Dowell, Ray Springle the third, rounded out the top 10 of it looks like a 14-car field. In the sportsman division, Tim Shelton was your winner, followed by Joe Weiss, Michael Hayes, Chad Bear, Tyler Shipp, Chase Butler, Chase Burrow, Tommy Upshaw, Steve Cossey, and Brett Atkins rounded out the top 10 of a 18-car field. In the modified division there, Joey Polvoy was your winner, followed by Hunter McLennan, Francis Gerald III, Lance Grady, Tim Schult, Dave Conley, Jeff Solinger, Stephen Bryant, Charlie Hubbard, and Adam Hoger rounded out the top 10, and they had 13 in the modified division. In the limited stock division, Ryan Hutchins was the winner, followed by Corey Bradley, Ernie Dettenbarn, James Givens, Randy Hutchins, Marty Coltrane, Trent Clemens, Caleb Carter, Chad Champion, and Brandon Bowler rounded out the top 10 there at Virginia Motor Speedway this past week. We're going to go on to our next track results here as soon as I get them to pull up here, folks. Computer's wanting to be a little bit slow. At Dominion Speedway this past weekend, they sent me a link, but it does not have no results there to it. So our next results that we're going to have is going to be down at Langley Speedway this past weekend, and they had some great racing there at Langley Speedway. They run a bunch of twin races in the Champ Kart division. Aaron Leach was your winner, followed by Gary Osborne, Danny Millard, Robert Pellick, Scott Allen, Tim Hoover, Brandon Laura, Charlie Ray Laura, and Tyler Stallings rounded out the top 10 of a 21-car field. In the modified division, race one, Sean Beluzzo was your winner, followed by Matt Sly, Danny Harrell, Matt Carter, Bobby Gary, Jamie Sample, Donnie Holston, Bubba Johnston, and Derek Roberts rounded out the 13-car field. In race number two, Matt Sly was your winner, followed by Sean Beluzzo, Matt Carter, Danny Harrell, Bobby Gary, Donnie Holston, and Bubba Johnston. In the Super Street division, first race was won by Reno Marchetti IV, followed by Randy Akers, Landon Abbott, Bill Eaker Jr., Sammy Gaeta, Chris Hott, Jason Michaud, Sean Calloway, and Gordon Weeks. Louis Pastorez, I'm not really sure how that's supposed to be pronounced. It's kind of spell funny. And Dale Parro rounded out the top 10. In race number 10, race number 2, car number 10, Reno Marchetti IV was your winner, followed by Bill Eaker, Chris Hott, Sammy Gaeta, Randy Akers, Dale Nichols, Dale Parro, and Gordon Weeks Jr. again rounded out the top 10. In the truck division, mini truck division, Chase McAdam was your winner, followed by Jacob Carr, Ronald Klein, Richard Quinn, Ryan Huff, Elisa Parda, Porter, they got Porter, but I'm sure it's supposed to be Porter because I know the Porter family up there, and Dustin Mullins rounded out the 7-car field. In the U-Car division, Michael Walters was your winner, followed by Tommy Gilda, Eric Schaefer, Zach Stonga, and Brandon Wood rounded out the 6-car field there at Langley Speedway. Folks, that's the track results that we got sent to us this week. But last week, I asked for some emails, some Facebook messages. If y'all wanted to see Jeff Gilder in a race car, Jeff Gilder, I got to tell you, buddy, we had some takers on that. They want to see Jeff Gilder in a race car. So we're going to see if we can set up a date where we can get Jeff out of the studio, and it's really hard because he's such a workaholic down there. Get him to the racetrack and get him put in a race car to talk a little bit of racing and let him get out there and turn some laps because I think he can still drive a race car. What do you think, Jeff? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And, Jeff, I measured the seat. I got a 17 and an 18-inch seat out there. So, buddy, I think you can fit in that 18-inch seat. I think you're going to make it.
All right, man.
Hey, folks, if you got anything that you would like for me to talk about here on the show, you got a guest or you got some track results, send them to starsradioshow@yahoo.com, and I'll get them out there. I'll get your results, get your interview set up, or you can hit me up on Facebook. Appreciate everybody who tunes in and listens to the shows. Appreciate all the hard work that Jeff does back at the studio. When I say he's a workaholic, I really truly mean he's a workaholic. Can't get him out of the studio there. Hey, folks, we'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless. Racers Reunion, a Stars Radio.